The Swine Health Information Center reports the number of cases of PERS increased in some age categories over the past month and decreased in others, while the number of PED cases increased. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its March e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says we saw increased PED activity and increased PERS activity in some age categories.
After PERS reached peak levels in the wean to market category since October of 2025, now we're seeing a third month with decreased detection in that age category. However, sow farm diagnosis and case positivity have increased for the fifth consecutive month. We do normally see decreases in PERS case positivity with the onset or hopefully coming of warmer weather for spring and summer. However, the decrease in grow finish could be also reflected by different sow statuses if they're sending negative pigs to market, indicating less area pressure or regional pressure for PERS detection. However, in the sow farms, this one can also be due to areas that may have increased case diagnosis or activity, also noting that there's been some newer viruses introduced into North Carolina where animals may be relatively naive to these different strains. For PED, case positivity continues to increase and is greater than expected for the different age categories, including adults, sows, and wean-to-market animals.
Dr. Becton says, regardless of time of year, it's important to focus on steps to reduce viral presence and transmission and to continually evaluate both site biosecurity and transportation and sanitation. She says it's also important to extend assessment of biosecurity to dead management facilities because animals that have passed on can have a large amount of virus present. The domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.